Okay, well, thank you, Jay. The seventh step, as way of reminder, is to actually rank management alternatives. So once we've gone through, and Jay's only been able this morning to touch on a couple of the steps in the tactical area of the process, a number of other tools there as well. But once you've stepped through those various tools and gone through the process to this point, you've accumulated a good amount of information, but you need to make the choice. What should we do to try to move toward our goals, and which strategy or which management alternative will do that best? And so we've put together this tool that's called the Risk Ranker. It starts off with this screen, which is the payoff matrix. It's kind of a variation on the theme of a number of things that Jay's already presented in the previous tools. It describes or gives you a place to put in on the left the various probability states or states of nature, we often call them. In this case, we've put in prices. So moving from poor prices to weak to average, good, and then high prices. And we can also put in the probabilities associated with those various states of nature. Again, moving much like the histogram or the probability density function, looking at the probabilities on the tails of about 10%. An average, in this case, we're assuming or perhaps guessing that it will be about 40% of the time that we would see average prices. In the middle part of this chart, then, gives us a chance to put in the prices associated with those various states for various different alternatives. EWS Farms was looking at three different strategies: cash, selling wheat on the cash market, hedging. With the hedging strategy, or possibly forward contracting with the elevator. And so put in the various prices, moving from poor prices here in the cash market, about $2.43 a bushel, upwards of around $5.40 they were guessing they might receive, when in a period of high prices, again, a probability of only about 10% of the time that they would see that. And then prices that go along with that, too. In the hedging and contract strategies as well. What can we see in the tool once we've populated that table? Well, we can actually compare those different alternatives using the statistics that we've seen in the previous tools. Here at the lower left, we can actually see the statistical measures, the mean or average measures of variation around that mean with the variance or standard deviation. Coefficient of variation, and then we also have reported the max and min for these various management alternatives. On the right, we can see the graph or probability density function of each of those alternatives, cash being described in blue dots this morning, hedging in the red diamonds, and then contracting as listed here with the green stars. And we can see the differences between those strategies and what they would make terms of our management outcomes graphically there, or another depiction as we've seen along the way is the cumulative density function, which describes probabilities and possible outcomes down here as well. The next tab is a risk index, is a kind of trying to look at what risk is contained within these various decisions and pricing strategies. And so, given their risk profile from the EWS Farms, Aaron and his father are basically down at this end of the scale, somewhat risk averse, whereas others in the family may be more up at the high risk aversion level. And so, we would need to take that into consideration in our decision making. When we're down here at this 0.5 or even up to 1 level of risk aversion, the quick way to try to get a handle on this is to look down here at the risk preference as a percent of the expected value. So basically what this is showing us is that risk would only have 1 to 2% explanation or variation into as to the outcomes that we might be considering or worried about given our current risk preference. Others at the higher end of the scale would have a higher value and would need to be pay more attention to that. The Risk Ranker tool or tab here actually gives us a profile of the various risk management strategies that agricultural economists like to talk about The first being maximizing the expected value. Another is Maxi-Max is another strategy. And as you click on those various strategies, it gives you a textual description here on the left side as to what those mean and how they might be used. Most importantly to us is on the right side, it takes our previous information, we put in the payoff matrix, and compares those alternatives and actually ranks them. So again, depending on our risk preferences, or you might say our risk personality, how we would like to manage risk, we have these different risk management strategies listed on the left, and then rank those as to how risk plays into them. So a rank of one indicates a higher level of, or most preferred alternative, whereas three, in this case, given we only have three alternatives, would be the lowest or least preferred alternative in terms of our objectives. Again, one would go in here and use the risk management perspective that best fits our personality to choose, and if we don't really know, we might go to the bottom, which shows the ranking that shows up most often. So it's the mode of the column there. And so in this case, cash is most preferred, but we've got to keep in mind that that also has the greatest variability in terms of outcome of prices that we might see. And so again, this tool is designed to help us actually make a choice of which alternative to pursue and how risk would play into that decision making. With that, we now move then to the operational stage of the game and describe basically how we would move beyond having made that choice to the final stages of the strategic risk management process. The last steps are actually describing and are helping us to focus in on the doing of the operation. Once we made that management choice, which alternative to pursue, how do we begin implementing that on a day-to-day basis? I actually like this quote by Peter Drucker, which says, plans are just wishful thinking unless they immediately degenerate into hard work. Unfortunately, that's the case, and sometimes is a challenge for us to move beyond making the decision and actually get into the implementation of a new way of operating. The first stage of this process is actually to worry about the day-to-day activities, putting into action the plans that we have in mind while focusing on and looking to accomplish the strategic goals in the long run and using the tactics that we outlined in the tactical planning stage of that process, as well as considering the constraints of our financial resources and other resources and living within the risk preference that we have as a family or as individuals involved in the management of the operation as a whole. To make that happen, obviously communication is absolutely essential, and not only between those that are making some of the decisions maybe on a day-to-day basis, but the other players that are involved. Everybody needs to be on the same page in terms of what plans we're looking to implement, and good timely communication is absolutely essential to making those plans come off in the long run. In terms of planning and establishing what steps and activities need to occur on a daily or weekly, even monthly basis, we've provided a number of different scheduling and activity planning forms in the course and in the textbook. We also have a time management worksheet, which can be very helpful in terms of thinking about how to plan your time and activities. Obviously, as we go along, we've got to be concerned about monitoring the resource use, as well as the making sure that the activities that we've outlined and planned are actually occurring as we have designed. And we actually have a number of different worksheets to help accomplish this: a critical success indicators worksheet, resource flow plans, a risk management worksheet, which looks at the sources of risk and various management steps that we would use to address the threats and opportunities that those risks represent, as well as an action planning worksheet. Actually looking to monitor and adjust the process as we move along through the year. And keep in mind that contingencies happen. Actually expecting that some different result from following the similar or same management plan we've used in the past is kind of unreasonable, perhaps. and that we need to expect that things aren't going to go just the way we plan, and so to think about and be more proactive in our management of the operation as we begin to move our risk and risk management forward, we also need to think about what triggers to watch for. What's going to indicate, or what signals might be there be that we should watch for when those contingency plans ought to be implemented? And thinking about that ahead of time versus reacting when those things come about as we move along through the year. The final step of our strategic risk management process is to replan. And so again, periodically stopping and taking an inventory of where we are with our various resources, making sure we're still on course with the plans that we have in mind, doing a resource performance checkup, if you will, making sure that output is at the appropriate level, that enterprises are performing as we had desired, that we have adequate resources to move forward with the coming years, as well as making sure that those resources and the resource base is in good health, or what things we might need to do and what steps we should take to improve the health and resilience of those resources into the future. In summary, this whole strategic risk management process has been put together with the idea of helping people to strategically and systematically manage the risk that they face in their operation. This morning, we've only had the chance to present the bare bones of a smattering of the tools that are sprinkled throughout this entire 10-step process. In fact, there are over 40 tools that we've designed to actually implement this process on a day-to-day basis for today's farms and ranches. The three of us represent a team of several individuals that have been working for about 3 or 4 years to get this material together. It's been published recently, as I mentioned early in the presentation, in this textbook called Applied Risk Management in Agriculture. Dana Hogue, professor at Colorado State University, took the lead on this and is the editor of the text, but a number of other folks contributed to the over 400 pages that are contained in this book, divided into 18 chapters. Those chapters cover not only the strategic risk management process we've talked about today, but also the tools for applying that process in a day-to-day management situation. To do that, we've used the EWS Farms and the Sprags to exemplify or demonstrate how those tools might be used. We also have chapters in the text covering the sources of risk, as well as a couple of chapters at the end for folks that might want to move beyond the basic discussion and coverage of risk that we've outlined in this text. In addition to that, we actually have a website that provides access to excerpts from the text, so you can go and read some of the material that's contained in the text today if you were interested. It also has information on ordering the text. If you should be interested in getting a copy of that, there's information there and a link to the publisher's page to get your order. We also have links to other right risk programs contained here, which include access to the Ag Survivor simulations, which we use to teach risk management around the region and the country. We have a number of different fact sheets on managing risk, a program schedule for workshops and things that we have planned for the coming months, as well as access to 7 online courses that we've put together for better managing risk that go beyond what we've discussed this morning in terms of Risk Navigator. In addition to all of that, we also have the 40-plus tools that we've developed available on this website. Those tools are listed either alphabetically or by chapter, as you can see on the screen, and you can simply click on the title of one of those tools, and the system will then download it to your desktop for use in managing various or investigating various different management questions or decisions that you might be looking at in your own situation. And those tools, I might point out, are available free of charge, regardless of whether you purchase the text or not. So with that, John, I would like to offer our many thanks for the support in developing these tools and the text resources, which are contributed to the Risk Management Agency, or RMA. And I definitely want to thank you and the Ag in Certain Times team, as well as the Western Extension Committee for the opportunity for the three of us to present these materials this morning. So with that, we would be happy as a team to try to address any questions that folks in the audience might have presented to you guys behind the scenes.